So I want to just talk about how you define happiness, because we have to put a lot of preconceptions.
Yeah, that's very important, because that's why also this word is so vague.
Yeah, it's
that,
a problem.
You know, you can use it, you know, buy this toothpaste and you'll be happy, you know.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Good luck. So I think we should clearly see what are the inner conditions that foster a genuine sense of flourishing, of fulfillment, that the quality of every instant of your life has a certain quality that you appreciate fully. So you see, it's very different from people who sometimes imagine that constant happiness will be a kind of euphoria or endless succession of pleasant experiences.
Right. Now,
that's more like a recipe for exhaustion than happiness.
Right.
And also, if you look at the parameters, this is very different. Pleasure depends very much on circumstances, what triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a sensation in a way. So sensation change from pleasurable to neutral and to unpleasurable. I mean, even the most pleasurable thing, you eat something very delicious. Once it's delicious, 2-3 times, okay. And then 10 times you get nauseous.
Yeah.
You are very cold and shivering. You come near a bonfire, such a delight. But then after a few minutes, you start, okay, then you move back. It's too hot. The most beautiful music, you hear it 5 times, 24 hours is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And also, it's something that basically doesn't radiate to others. You can experience pleasure at the cost of others' suffering. So it's very vulnerable to the change of outer circumstances. It doesn't help you to face the outer circumstances better.
Right.
Now, if we think of happiness as a way of being that gives you the resources to deal with the ups and downs of life, that pervades all the emotional state, including sadness.
Right.
So if we think of sadness, it's incompatible with pleasure, but it's compatible with what? With altruism, with inner strength, with inner freedom, with sense of direction and meaning in life. Oh, there are sad things. But if you don't fall in despair, still you maintain that that wholeness and that sense of purpose
and
meaning.
So this happiness also, the way you describe it, is something that can encompass sadness and grief.
Can what?
Encompass.
It can encompass every mental state except those who are just opposite, which is like despair, hatred, precisely the mental factors that will destroy inner peace, inner strength, inner freedom. If you are under the grip of hatred, you are not free. You are the slave of your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not freedom. Therefore, this is opposite to genuine flourishing and happiness.